Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Tell me what you thought about when you were gone and so alone. The worst is over. You can have the best of me. We got older, but we're still young. We never grew out of this feeling that we won't give up.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yankees pregame show. It's a show where we talk about the Yankees game before it happens. We talk about the lineup, what we're watching for. We do pitching path to victory, the homer draft, the over-under, everything. Zach chimes in from time to time. Jake talks, I talk. It's a whole thing. Okay, stop. Jeez, Jake, how are you?
Jim, Zach, listeners, hope everyone's having a nice little Wednesday. The Yankees are playing the Blue Jays, reminder. Doing okay, a little tired, back's a little tight, locking up on me. But I'm good, Jim.
Show I mean,
we got a good Yankees lineup. I think what people are calling the A lineup, a couple game two comments, because Tanaka's on the mound with the A lineup.
No, because Gary's in there. He's a game two lineup guy.
Well, and Tanaka will be the guy pitching that game.
This is our game 2-3 lineup.
Game two lineup. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Let's see that lineup in action. And, I mean, we just recorded sharp stats, and boy, it was sharp. Excited for you guys to listen to that. And, yeah, man, I mean, you know, it's the weird appreciating these final five regular season games.
No.
Obtuse.
I'm over appreciating these games. It's not a normal season. If it was a 162 game season, I'd be like, appreciate it. We had a great 6 months. It was a wild ride. We deserve some casual viewing before the postseason. I don't want it. Just get me to the postseason.
That's why you got to appreciate this even more, because it's different. You know, remember this period of time. Feel the emotions.
No.
Feel yourself.
Let's do the lineup. Leading off, DJ LeMahieu. Batting second, Aaron Judge. Batting third, Giancarlo Stanton. Batting fourth, Luke Voit. Batting fifth, Gleyber Torres, playing shortstop. Batting sixth, Aaron Hicks. Batting seventh, Gio Urshela. Batting eighth, Gary Sanchez. Batting ninth, Clint Frazier is playing left field. And on the mound is Masahiro Tanaka.
The sun will come out, Tanaka. Bet your bottom dollar with Tanaka. The sun will shine. Anyway, Tanaka.
There you go.
How are you doing, Jim?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. We already did that.
Zach, how are you doing?
I'm really good.
Trying to one up us?
It's good to hear. No, I was asking how you're doing.
Speaking from the heart.
No, Zach said really good instead of both of us just said good.
He's doing really good. Don't be mad about that.
If it's honest, I'm not mad.
No, it's honest.
Okay, then.
So you're calling Zach a potential liar now.
Potential. I had to check. The Blue Jays lineup is as follows. Biggio, Bichette, Hernandez, Kirchhoff, Shaw, Panic, Jansen, and Ray is pitching.
Big time.
When it comes, when they're like, next up for the Blue Jays, and then it shows the three Gs, are you a little scared?
No. They have a solid lineup.
But just the fact that they all start the same letter doesn't scare you a little bit?
It's that they're just Gs. If they were all GU, I think I'd be pretty buggy about it. But
okay. Makes sense.
No, I'm fine with it. Robbie Ray on the mound for the Blue Jays. They picked him up at the deadline. Jim, the Yanks have kind of struggled first lefties this year in a bit of a odd fashion. So this could be a test. Robbie Ray is pretty hit or miss, literally. Guy's been known to walk a lineup pretty good. Interested to see how he looks, because I mean, I think he's a big part of the Blue Jays playoff plans. So I don't know. This could be a test, or we could be in the fourth inning, like, here we go again. When people talking shit, when the shit hits the fan, everything I'm not makes me everything I am.
Robbie Ray, I mean, since he came to the Blue Jays, Robbie Ray. Since he came to the Blue Jays, I don't know if he's the walk fest that he was. He walked 4 last outing. But before the trade, he walked 6, then he walked 5, then he walked 6. Like, it was bad. So don't expect Hicks to swing. I think that's affirmative.
Yeah.
Last time that he faced the Yankees was in 2016. Long time ago. DJ has 2 doubles off of him. Stanton has 1 hit. That's all. There's not a lot of history there, which is kind of, there's so much history of the Yankees trying to trade for him. There's not a lot of history of him facing the Yankees. Sharing the bump with him is Masahiro Tanaka. Tanaka went 7 innings, pitched 3 earned runs against this very Toronto squad in his last start. Tanaka has been really good this season. His ERA is, what's his ERA at? 3.2. Tanaka's the best, and I like him a lot. So, but watch out for Grichik. That fuck. So he still crushes Tanaka. 4 home runs.
Grichy.
You have any specific what to watch for? You like the lineup? You like how low Clint is? Weren't you saying, like, put Clint lower?
Yeah. Like, why not? He's got a good arm. Like, why haven't we tried him out on the mound? We're calling him a 5-tool guy. Why not? 6-7. Mm-hmm. I like the lineup. I get what they're going for in Clint. I do think, he's deserved to be further up in the lineup, and you could do it some different ways. But hey, Clint, I mean, value that role because you can set the table and set some big innings for the lineup. No, man, I mean, I'm watching. God, I mean, it's still Judge Homer watch. I mean, he had a good night, but he needs to get a home run on the board before the playoffs because that can't be a thing. That might be the only thing lineup-wise I'm really watching, Jim.
I think Judge and Stanton are both going to click at the same time tonight. Holy Stanton smokes. Went 4-for-4 the other day. Judge had a good game yesterday. Want to know what I want, Jake?
Okay.
First inning runs.
Yeah.
Like solid, because I want them to get to Robbie Ray the first time. Because if Robbie Ray goes 1 time through the order, I'm going to be a little nervous. I'm telling you. Nervous about the offense versus good pitching.
Yeah. And again, like if you're looking at stats, you could very much think we're overhyping Robbie Ray. I mean, he's been
bad.
He hasn't gone He doesn't have any appearances past 5.0 innings. He's got four of five innings. Everything else is less. You know, there's a chance the Yankees could make him look really bad today. We'll see. We'll see how he looks. He's always been a guy that's had pretty good stuff. But no, you're right. And, you know, we've kind of overlooked this as dumb Yankee fans. But, I mean, you know, the Blue Jays, you know, they still, like, they want to win this series at home against the Yankees. You know, I know we're looking on to the playoffs and things like that, but we've split the first two games. This is Buffalo. You know, they're out here to win. I know that sounds really dumb, Jake, but a lot of looking ahead for the Yankees at this point. Go get them early. Go punch them in the mouth.
I like first inning runs. That's what I'm watching. Because the Yankees will probably win. The lineup will do good. Especially if they get, you know, to Ray second time through, or he doesn't make it long in games because he's not going to, because he hasn't all season. But I'd like them to attack early, and especially have Judge and Stanton both, you know, that LeMahieu, Judge, Stanton, Voit, that shouldn't be easy for a pitcher that's pitching the way Robbie Ray has been pitching this season. That should not be an easy first inning, and I'd hope that they don't make it easy.
Sir Clint in left field, you know, he looked good there the other night. We're expecting him there every playoff game. So do your job out there, Clint.
Do your job out there, Clint. See the ball, track it down, catch the ball in your glove. Handle yourself with love and kindness and save all the bugs. Pitching path to victory?
Tanaka, for sure.
Let's start with him. Did Chapman pitch yesterday?
Who?
Aroldis?
No, Britton.
And Otto. They went to Otto afterwards.
Britton and Otto to get them work. So you'd really like to see Chappie today. He needs to get some work.
You almost need to throw Chappie today.
Anything outside of three runs, I mean, watch out for Tyler Lyons, and that's obvious.
Yes, they're going to try and get Lyons in and Chapman. I think that's the path today. Sessa could probably go if they want him to go. Chad, if they need him, he can go, but I don't think they would like they need it. They need Chapman no matter the score. Chapman has to pitch today.
Tank for six, Chapman for one. In the middle,
Lyons.
Yeah, if it's
or Chad.
Sessa. Yeah.
Yeah. Homer draft. It's
the Homer draft.
Jake, you haven't correctly called a homer in six games.
It's been a while.
So you don't get to go first. And for those keeping track at home, I cannot take Voit, Gary, DJ, or Higgy. Higgy almost got me one. We got tricked. Can't shake your head. He almost got me one.
Lazy fly ball.
Zach. Can you whistle Jake on that? It's fair to say Higgy almost got me one.
I think it was as close as it could get without being a home run.
So you're
in that ballpark where it was hit, as close as it could get.
Almost, you know, counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, but this is the homer draft, so.
Yeah, I'm not going to want any points for it, but Higgy almost got me one.
Yeah, it doesn't count for half a point or anything, but it was close. Yeah.
Worked out.
Thank you, Zach, very much.
Everything works out
for a reason.
Thanks, Coverage Gear.
Coverage Gear brings you the Homer Draft. Go to coveragegear.com. Get all the gear. Get it
hat,
all covered.
Get two hats.
Get three hats if you have three heads.
If you're green. Maybe.
Yeah. We'll maybe buy three and give one to a friend.
Your pick?
Yeah. I'm going to take Judge.
Ooh.
No, I'm not. I'm going to take Stanton.
Wow, going Stanton Judge today. Big day for the Jombinho. Mm-hmm. Fantastic picks, Jim.
Thank you, Jake.
Fantastic picks. I will be going with Gary Sanchez.
Good pick.
And I will also be going with DJ LeMahieu. Oh, for last night. So now he's got to put one out of the park.
And they're probably going to go homer back to back to back to back to start the game off.
Be nice. Be cool. Be really cool.
I am going to take Judge with my second pick. Zach, whose picks do you like better?
I like Stanton and Judge because people have been clamoring for them both to play together mm-hmm. for a while. So it would be cool if at least one of them got one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Jake's probably got the second best batch of picks on the board.
On the board, second best. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's nice. You know, he hasn't gotten a homer in a long time, so he needs one. You did get the over-under correct yesterday, Jake. I got it wrong.
Yes.
Good job by you.
Zach was slacking me all day today. Last place, Jum. I was like, Zach, take it easy, man.
Yeah. I was accidentally on that thread. I just acted like I wasn't.
Messed up.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't an accident. Zach was trying to twist the knife even more.
Yeah.
It's completely what I would do. Yeah.
It's messed up. Mm-hmm. What do you think the over-under is today? Two?
Tanaka, so good.
It's probably Ray, 10 flat.
Ray eats bugs and so does their bullpen. Wow. I like the 10 pick, Jim.
You like the 10 flat pick?
I like the 10 flat.
Okay. Glad you like it.
I mean, if it's lower, they're jerks. So I could see a 10 and a half. Lower.
10 and a half.
James.
I'm taking the over.
Easy over. Robbie Ray kind of stinks, and the Yankees are good.
Easy over. Robbie Ray kind of stinks, and the Yankees are good. Tick, 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 tick. Zach.
Yeah.
Over or under?
I like over. I'm going to stay over.
What do you think about that?
I like what I'm seeing.
On my screen, it says Zach's girlfriend, and then it's a picture of Jake Todd.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't lie, so.
The truth will find you.
Jake, say some more stuff.
The truth will find you.
What are you going to do from now until game time, Jake?
I think me and Noodle may go on a W. Mm. Do you know that word yet?
On a word?
And then, I don't know, probably lay down. That's kind of all I talk to you, and then I lay down, and then I do another activity, and then I lay down.
Zach, what are you going to do?
I have some leftover Chinese food, so I might hit that up and then get ready for the game. Oh, I'm also editing sequence for Trevor Plouf.
With special guest?
Mm-hmm.
Have you started editing yet?
Oh, yeah. I'm over halfway done with it, so.
How is it? What do they talk about? Baseball?
They definitely talk about baseball. Which is exciting. Different from Trevor usually trying to talk about football all the time. So.
Someone asked, no sharp stats. Sharp stats, we recorded sharp stats, but the connection was very choppy, so we figured it was safer route to not output it.
Great episode. Great app.
We talked about how I'm nervous about the Yankees' inability to hit good pitchers that they see for the first time. Now, Ray doesn't really qualify as a good pitcher, but this is the Yankees' first time seeing him. So that's why if they don't get to him in the first time through the lineup and Ray somehow goes like, you know, unscathed through the first time, I mean, puts maybe one on base, I will put it in my check mark category, no matter what happens the second time through, third time through versus the bullpen, which I do believe in the Yanks. I want them to get him the first time through. That's fair, right? A little bit. Yeah, it's a little fair. It's a little fair. That's the show.
They'll do that back end of the lineup thing. Gary Clint set up the top of the order. 2.24 runs. They might get you one early though. I like an early solo homer too.
I just need a run, like one or two runs. I don't need them to blow up, Ray. They will eventually.
Can it be the second inning or no?
First time through the order, yeah.
Okay.
This feeling that we won't give up. See you guys.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.